Hello. And thanks so much for everybody for tuning in to me this afternoon. You are on live with Afternoons with D-Light. And like I said, thanks so much everybody for tuning in. I appreciate all of you for getting on with me today. But before we get started, you know what I have to do, and it's the top of the hour. I have to go over my legal ID. And the legal ID is this. WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speaker and guests, and they are not intended to represent WRFU UCIMC. How's everybody doing today? Before I get started, let me introduce who's in the studio with me. And today, Draper is here.
Good afternoon, everyone. And I'm hoping that everybody's having a blessed day today. You know, like I say, today is Thursday. I mean, one of the sunniest days right now. You know, we had a horrible storm that hit a lot of the areas here in Central Illinois, and we just praying for the families that survived. And, you know, like I say, I'm hoping that they can find a brighter day through these hard situations and take those prayers and things to the Most High. Don't forget, you know, we always got somebody that'll pick us up when we down low.
Absolutely. And like we want to start off with the storms that occurred yesterday. Hey, Posey, how you doing today? Juneteenth. We just went over some stuff we finna do for Juneteenth, but let's talk about the storms yesterday and wish the best for the families where the tornadoes were hitting yesterday. I heard Effingham was hit pretty severely. Decatur had a little bit of damage, I saw. For the most part, when we drove into the city and around the city, you know, trees are down. Even locally around this region, we're talking about in Champaign right now.
Right.
And so, you know, that whole situation, I don't know too many people who are really ever prepared for those types of situations to occur to them.
I don't think you really can prepare.
I don't think so either. Most of the time, but you know what? I don't even think a lot of people have storm shelters or even basements anymore. I don't even think that's I don't even think that's a thought process for a lot of people to even be on anymore, just trying to find houses with basements in them so that they can seek safety. You know, yesterday or today, I just heard something on the news that kind of shocked and surprised me as far as Illinois is concerned. Illinois has been hit with the most tornadoes from any other states, and from the start of 2026, we've had three times the normal amount of tornadoes come through Illinois than what we've ever had before. So I didn't say double. I said three times the tornadoes have struck Illinois. In regards to numbers, this has been excessive. But, you know, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. We've only just pierced June. We still got, you know, formidably the rest of the year to continue on, because tornadoes can go all the way up into, what, November? So, you know, we've seen that before as well. So I'm just telling you guys, just to be prepared, be mindful as you travel, you know, over the summer and during the holiday, during this weekend as well. You know, this is Juneteenth weekend.
And follow the advisories that when it tells you to really stay in the house or things like that. Don't go out there and put yourself at risk trying to rush.
You're not a storm chaser.
Ain't nothing out there worth you even risking that.
No, you're not a storm chaser. You're not a professional. And if you are, I'm sure that you will also tell the people the same exact thing. Do it under your own advice, your regards. Anyway, so we're back up. We were here last week, and now we're here this week. Draper was just going over a few things that are occurring with Tracy and the Dream.
It's supposed to, like I said, it's June 19th at Randolph Street Community Garden, 902 North Randolph Street. Like I said, they're having some great events that's going to be scheduled. Mm-hmm. Like I said, from 10 a.m., they're going to have a freedom bike ride. Juneteenth Festival, 12 noon. I guess that's what's the food and everything, so, you know, get the prizes and things. And they got a Hoops for Hope, which is a 3-on-3 basketball shootout. That's going to be at 11 a.m. It's cash prizes, so people get to run away with some money, you know.
Is that the one that Marco going to be?
I don't know. Probably so, but I mean, shoot, they're saying they're going to win some cash.
We saw a flyer with all their faces on it.
No, I think that was something else.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, and a voter registration. I mean, if that's what but, you know, that's your selection. That's one of them. And like I said, just come to enjoy the day of food. You know, and a lot of fun games. That's what it's about in community. Like I said, trying to learn how to be at ease with each other, be relaxing so y'all know that, you know, we ain't the enemies. We got to just change the spirit.
To each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what the biggest thing that we have to get right is that, you know, we got to get back to family-focused activities with each other and learning how to really engage with each other all over again.
Right.
I think that is the biggest lack that I can see in our community right now. And it's not the activities of us getting together, because you can't get together if y'all don't get along.
Right.
You can't have any kind of foundation built with another person if y'all not getting along. And we're talking about family structure before we talk about anything else, before we talk about building outside of the home and outside of your network of people that are your people.
Right.
The engagement, the family structure, what has happened, you know what I mean? And we've had this conversation, and we'll probably have it a few more times in the future. But, you know, for the most part, you know, that's our hope and our focus. Tomorrow is going to be a huge event. This weekend, Juneteenth, these are huge events that are taking place within all of the cities that are surrounding us. And so what we're trying to also push out here is to go and check out these events, but go and check them out in the right spirit.
Right. We also need some of the men's and fathers, whatever that's available.
Please.
You know, to come out and support, because we might need y'all to actually be, that might be the time where we get to see adults know how to be, you know, adults to these young men, showing them positive, you know, spirit and things like that, but trying to let them know we just want a safe environment, you know, because when we act like we don't care and nobody have any type of, you know, connection to having structure set up, it'll just be ran any type of way. So all good grown men that's really mature enough to, you know, be able to deal with these youth, and not an aggressive way, just, you know, building, you know, normal vulnerability. Ain't nobody, you know, the tough guy that let that image go and just come out here and let's try to see if what type of mentality we can bring to these youth from who the individual men's are that's truly themselves, the authentic men's that's, you know.
So serious. I don't even see them playing no more. And I think, you know what, when you start going out and you actually start engaging with youth, a lot of times they want to see you joke and play.
Right.
Just so it can be a relevant thing to them as well. Because a lot of times you don't even have kids. They don't have a representation of somebody just playing.
Right.
They don't have a representation of somebody just joking around and you know, we'll see and we'll round back or playing games with them. So, you know, to see, I think, adults engaging with one another and adults engaging with one another in a productive way where it's not malicious, it's not hardened, it's just people having fun together.
Right.
I think that is such a separation for youth right now, because they, like, you know, I mean, they're used to seeing what they're seeing, and I don't think they're used to seeing the productiveness of just having fun. Because you know what? That's been taken a lot of times from them and from their normalcy of being a little kid, you know, being having to grow up early, you know, taking on the responsibility of your house and your household early.
Right.
So, you know, you have to give them the mindset that it's okay to play. Okay. You know, it's okay to have a little fun. And I don't think a lot of times we are giving them the approval, like it's okay to be a kid and have fun, and not even be a kid and have fun, but it's okay for you to have fun.
But if you never taught to have the free nature of adolescence when you growing and maturing, instead of being injected with a whole different grown up belief system mm-hmm. as children. Even the discipline is a grown-up discipline to the kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A harsh mm-hmm. language or, you yes. know, something that, you know, that'll scar you so deep and you don't have nobody there to counsel that. You know, because no. these the same people that's your abuser. Yes. So when you sitting out here having these people talking about where's a child going to get that peace and stuff, I mean, they need a whole nother training. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They've been mm-hmm. installed with so much of gang life. The gang life is the image, the robbery look, you know, put the hood on with the mask. These are normal stuff that, you know, the youth think that's cool and, like, presentable yep. in the public. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So yeah. you need a whole mental reprogramming. You know, should have some things where shows and events where young men dress up and get the practice of wearing casual clothes. Get out the streetwear so you'll be comfortable looking like you something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you're afraid to polish yourself up. Yeah. But you have to have exposure to people who has that type of belief system or knowledge of just exploring and living life at a different mindset, you know? Because if you're just hanging around nothing but dudes and stuff in the streets, there's no way you're going to have any different type of growth, because that's one certain mindset of just knowledge,
yep.
you know, and it's backwards knowledge. I ain't saying that you don't know how to survive and pay attention to all details of people in the streets, but the effect of a child learning dangerous ways to survive,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, dangerous attitudes, dangerous mindsets that I have to be in to win. You know, betrayal, snakeism, finessing, slickness, lying.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff ain't going to get you nothing, because that builds bad character, and now you don't really want to build. You don't build really good friends, because you're a person that separate fast from people, because you never can build nothing because you taint it.
No.
That lifestyle will have you with tainted friends that's trauma bonding, and y'all thinking y'all really, really mess with each other, but y'all really just around for just the most senseless means.
Whole time you with you know each what I'm other saying? And because of the trauma.
Most person that do something to you is the person that you let around so much, and mm-hmm. they start to get irritated because you might grow a little bit more than them, and that alone would trigger everything of what they was comfortable with about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. a lot of people want you to be the same. If yeah. you be the same, then they love you because yeah. you're easily manipulated, or you so much of a giver, or you give so much of your time and energy more. And that's what people get, I think, misconstrued about behind when somebody is being good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because yeah. that's just some of their spirit. But when it's overwhelming to them, to where they like, I ain't never had nothing like that. So mm-hmm. I got to drain it as much as I possibly can, because mm-hmm. I don't want them to stop giving this, or she don't stop giving this, because I'm not used to that.
Right.
And a lot of people not right. used to any not too much good. I mean, we can say the material things that we give each other as adults and things and children, but the material things don't carry no much weight, because after they play with it or get it or wear it or drive it, it goes back to just a normal item.
Right.
Because you're yearning for something else.
Right.
Now, when you're talking about what you're yearning for, now, if everybody has their own issues, then that means we all have to take some time for ourselves.
Because mm-hmm.
when you hear some of these trainings about self-care and all this stuff like that, that people need to have. Because mm-hmm. if you don't really mm-hmm. care for yourself in a position to where I'm finna hurt myself so deep that I forget my actual steps as a parent, especially mm-hmm. being a parent struggling with this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What do you think you're teaching?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think the energy, even if you're not saying nothing, the spirit of you is not motherly or fatherly, because it's so dull and like mm-hmm. your heart is bitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got a stiff heart. The kid don't know if you love him or not. People don't know if you love him or not, because everybody is still trying to figure out how to erase the trauma and things that hurt them. Even though I think right now how just confused everybody is, that's exactly where it's at. The trauma and things is running up right to the head right now, and it's so disturbing. What now when we have small altercations with people, we lash out so hard on them. Some people are shooting you, you know what I'm saying? Some people are, you know, just running you over. Like, everybody seem like they're at their last point break. It's like, please don't be the one that do the bad thing to me this time.
Mm.
And you might be meeting a lot of people that you don't know that's going through that one specific spiritual balance where they can say, hey, one more mistake somebody do to me when I gave them my all.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then imagine the youth seeing and experiencing people with that type of spirit, and then going out there trying to create relationships, growing up seeing that type of spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, because nobody.
I mean, I understand that completely. You know, I understand that to a lot of different levels.
Right.
You know, I know that parenting right now, especially with the children that we see, and I know you can just tell by the children that we're seeing.
Right.
You know that they're struggling. You know that people are really at this point in time where they're just struggling. And I'm wondering, are we really showing up for them in the capacity that they need us to show up for them?
But what's the healthy way that we know other than what we always know?
And this is my point.
And nobody, who is there to take criticism when somebody shares their ideology or belief system of how to raise a kid? Nobody, because most grown people are going to say, you can't tell me how to raise my kid. But then when they name some of the activities they do, and I'm like, brother or sister, I ain't in your way, but, you know, you shouldn't be bagging up drugs in front of your kid. You shouldn't be bringing dudes and women in back and forth out of here, your house. It's certain things that should be way more, because it likes you have morals and principles and integrity about your life when you have those things that's in order that the kid can see that mommy or daddy or my uncle or brother don't do these things. Because if we don't live and walk with integrity with our head high, we'll be accepting anything. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't setting yourself a purpose and you just easily misled out here, you don't know where these people going to lead you. Mm-hmm. You know? Because how can somebody who don't know nothing be able to teach some kids? There's no way you're going to get any good because they limited.
Right.
But who do you go to actually help yourself, you know what I'm saying, get more better insight on parenting? Because who's humble enough to be like, man, I think I need to work on some stuff. I need to get some real help. I ain't going to be bashful. I'm not going to be embarrassed. This for me to make my household better.
Right. Well, I mean, let me say this. Mm. Because, you know, the only people that we're talking about are people who want help.
Right.
Let's narrow it down, because we can't bring in and say something about a group of people that don't want help, then a group of people that want help. Where we gonna start at is with the people that actually want help. Then where do they go from there? Most of the times, especially when you're a young parent or you know, you get pregnant, you go to the health department, you go to the doctor, you do your first exams, right?
Right.
The first thing they ask you, most of the time, they'll give you a pamphlet or a packet and tell you where you can go for help.
Right.
And my thing is this, in me saying that, what are the referrals that they give you, and where are the referrals that they give you to who and to what? Because that is also an area that could be hit during that time period when they first go up to the health department. And most girls go to the health department to find out if they're pregnant or not, right?
Right.
That would be the first place that you would end up going, and they would give you any kind of information to tell you how to parent, where you could go to, what classes, and what you could do as far as that is concerned. While I'm saying that, I'm thinking, if anybody was designing a program, if anybody was designing an area where this could be my first, you know, interaction and my first encounter with a family that seeks help, right, because they're struggling, right?
Right.
So that would be an area that I would want to know, what's that information look like when a new mom or new dad come in? Then let's go a little bit further. So now we go from the area of the doctor's office, the health department, whatever. You gain an access to information about parenting your child. Now, you got family members, you got friends, right?
Right.
So most of the time, your friends or your family is going to, first of all, most of the time, they go to some kind of church, some kind of service. They believe in some type of religion.
Right.
Next encounter would be them offering you, you know, we got a parenting group, or we got a parenting class, or we got something.
Right.
But like I'm saying, I'm making all of this up as I'm going, right? Because right. I don't know what's out there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you in areas where it could possibly be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could go and your friend then relays to you, like, at our church we offer parenting classes. And the reason why I'm making it up is because I don't hear about it. You see what I'm saying?
I mean,
so
what
now,
about
this is a way
that actually know what people need, and they immediately contact those organizations and offer, hey, we do this and this. Here's our information for people who are going through with this. Because to actually have to go out here and find all these resources, because you really have to fine tooth comb, go through some stuff, look up, Google, whatever, to actually get a list built up
and, that's
and
my
then
name.
Contacting
that's
them
my
and knowing
point.
That I got a point person where I know that's going to actually get the job done and get these people moving forward.
And that's my point, is that, like, basically why I'm saying this is because there is no set person, set point of contact, set structure, entity. They have Baby Fold here, but does Baby Fold go into the dynamics of what I'm talking about? I have no clue. You know what I'm saying? They got crisis nursery set up. If you're in a crisis, you can call crisis nursery. You can have them babysit and watch your kids. But what do they do about your parenting?
Right.
What do they offer that? You know what I mean? There are so many areas that we can go into and we can have structured conversations that lead us into figuring out what's the next step. But until we get to that, I'm just guessing about where information can be held for parents that actively want to know, what can I do besides call crisis, besides call the police department, besides, you know what I'm saying, look for those resources. There are other resources before it even gets that bad. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, a crisis call, a police call would be your last resource if you utilized everything beforehand. Not saying that sometimes you can utilize those resources and you still need to call the police. You still need to call crisis. But what I'm saying is, this is about a navigation of a system that we can orchestrate. Because we know how to reach out and get the things that we need, just like you just said, making the phone calls, making the contacts, making the connections with these agencies, so that when we ask, do you offer parenting classes?
Right.
Because this is what foundationally.
But the end of the day, also, that can for just really taking another step or go get certified and be a course teacher yourself. You know,
yeah.
If people who can't come in, would you come to the Zoom?
Yeah.
Or something to just have some dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is building fellowship, so you'll be able to help talk and share some of the things
that's
and shape
it.
Yourself up, you know.
Yep.
But those are things that we can do, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, as mm-hmm. a culture, as communities and stuff,
mm-hmm.
because I'm sitting here constantly waiting, and this stuff really ain't nothing, probably a week or two study group up, you know, get a certification, and then you'll be able to facilitate that.
Yeah.
But who got the time out there willing to go out there and facilitate to help their peoples? Because if you already got extra time and you don't know what to do with it, why not serve somebody and help somebody get at least better than where they from? You know, a little
right.
bit of conversation. Like you say, just to be able to give somebody some numbers that may be for resources that's
mm-hmm.
to them. It ain't always got to be you digging in your pocket. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people need some information to help them move forward.
That's
because
the
truth. If you give somebody a fish instead of a fishing rod, you only sustain them for a little bit by giving them something to eat that one time. I'd rather teach you how to eat
Listen,
forever.
Right.
You know.
And I think that's what we're missing.
Right.
I think that is what we're missing, because foundationally we're so used to helping somebody resolve their issue and their problem instead of giving them what they need to go forward in a long-term seat. How do you structure your family, your style of learning, your what belief systems that you have? How do you structure all of that, then be able to teach and guide it to your child? Because, like, I'm wondering, how is parenting so broadly missing what the kids need?
The order is messed up.
You know?
The order of the houses are messed up. You got women, then men. That's not the order. If
right.
the man has the actual space to actually do this without no interruption, we'd have had a little bit more. Remember, we was rushed out the house to have sustainable living without us.
Mm-hmm.
So all that training is basically a part. This is the disaster of it. You know what I'm saying? People seeing it, but who's willing to straighten these things out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can say to women, the women can say to men,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, when the whole world that's not our culture saying, look at those parents, trying to throw it against each other, because ain't none of them got the decency to sit down and try to make a better, clear understanding on being parents, because maybe that might make the kid feel good and possibly believe something is possible if they at least can see the parents respecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be harsh. The issues that happened, it was what it was. You know, it is no rekindling and no stuff like that. But, hey, these kids need to see that it is love in the air. You know what I'm saying? So they'll know you love by both parents.
Because
to try to take away and have the kids love one direction, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a mother try to take all the love from a father, and then after you done turned this kid against that father for 10, 15 years, and then you saying, go raise your kid. I say, you done made him to an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that you can train somebody that love you to be an enemy? Because remember, that's a feeling. That's a spirit that changed. Because most of the kids don't even know God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't nobody teaching about the Most High.
Mm-mm.
For real. You know, we focus on the technology. Like they say, our minds is wrapped in these phones that there's no way that we can be focused on ourselves because we scrolling too much.
Right.
You know, just being honest, I scroll. You know, I'm like, whoa, this stuff is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use it for the right means, you know, if you're marketing, looking for different tips and things that come out, just trying to be alert and stay alert what's going on.
Right.
But not be consumed with the negative stuff of it. You know, it's going to be nasty things going on there, songs that's going to be so dangerous that'll tell your kid to blow his brain. None of that stuff. We don't need none of that type of stuff, you know, consistently being watched for hours and hours, hate stuff, violent shootings, because that seems like that's on most of my culture's algorithm is like that, you know, showing sisters fighting each other, pulling each other high out. Soon you go out, you know, the club getting, I'm like, oh, man, where's the good stuff? Yeah. Then I look at my Oriental brother, Asian brother, my Mexican brother, they algorithms talking all about the new schooling system coming out. I'm like, man, let me get your phone for a couple days so I can see the stuff you ain't letting my people read and see.
Well,
because the algorithm is that strategic that it can do that and feed you the garbage while all the other kids that they have data on and knowing which races is who, we going to feed y'all this. And that's all, and we eat it up.
But that's also a selection of what you're choosing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So what entices you, you know what I'm saying? Which is one thing that we keep rounding back on, is what is appealing to our young people in this stage. When they're learning, when they have the advancement of the technology that we're giving them, because we're the parents, we're supplying you the drugs. You know what I'm saying? What algorithm are we allowing you to see? Parents aren't, let me tell you this. From when I was parenting, because I can only talk about myself.
Right.
I got a 33-year-old and a 19. That's a broad spectrum of children. And so from the 33 to the 19, it was certain rules that I did not allow. Like a certain time period, I knew better than letting my kids watch, BT After Hours. You know what I'm talking about? So we all, I had a passcode on the TV. It was locked at a certain time. They didn't know what the passcode was. I knew how to monitor and regulate what I wanted my kids to see. But now we're moving into this technology, right? Because really, you can use ChatGPT to devise anything that you want to see, and it'll pull up a picture for you.
But like I said, who cares?
But this is my
about
point.
Parenting.
But this is, let me go around to what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm saying as far as parenting is concerned. If it's not issued a problem to you,
right. Then
you're not going to make it a problem for your kid.
Right.
If it's not irritating your spirit and getting you uptight, how do you expect your children to be uptight and frustrated and be like, I don't think I should be watching this? They're going to engulf it because mom said it was okay. Mom, she ain't got no beat on if I look at it, my dad ain't saying don't look at it. They're not monitoring it to that regard because it's not a big deal. So they think, you know what I'm saying? Until you get kids that are devised in sexual perversions, and you know what I'm saying, assaults and all these different things. You know what I'm saying? So that's my point of saying that, is that what in a parent's mind is going to be appropriate for their kid, because that's what the next level in the wave up is. They're going to teach their kid, or they're going to show their kid what's acceptable to them and not for the child. You know what I'm saying? So what is acceptable for the parent?
Well, you already know, if you grew up in the ghetto, you already got a slum type mindset. So anything goes. You might show the kid all that stuff I said don't do. Bag up, where the shooting's at. That's a whole different mentality when you talk really gator, which meaning, you know what I'm saying, to be gangster, stand on your business. You get, 'cause these are stuff you wind up doing, especially in those areas where you had to come outside fighting, you know. You joined in the gang, you know. You getting clouded with substances at a young age, so now you're not thinking like a kid because you got a buzz, as you know, the spirit coming on you to turn you to almost a junkie in the making. But you don't know these different things. You just be grateful that if you didn't wind up getting caught up by some substance or a bad lifestyle with, you know, a broken home where, you know, nobody really cared about you. But that's how most of the people coming from the ghettos, well, I know, you know, mama was on drugs, daddy was on drugs. It ain't much you had nobody really sitting down, taking time with you, doing nothing. I went outside and kicked it with some brothers that I met, just came out and knew how to interact it, and then we started growing, whatever it was. Right. We didn't plan it, but we just bonded because you knew how to socialize and communicate. That's why it's important to come out to build community so you can find a new family sometime. Right. Because if you don't know how to find a new family, you'll be accepting things that because you don't know how to socialize. Mm-hmm. So those that have small communications will be stuck behind a small circle because you're only going to talk and be able to have that communication behind what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But going to challenge yourself where you may ask questions about other aspects of life, and you only don't have those answers because you never experienced those parts. So you'll be freestyling or TikTok answering. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, to build, you have to be around more intelligent people who really have that insight and information. You know what I'm saying? To actually show how he got it or how she got it, because like I say, utilizing these technology tools for the best advantage of yourself, that you should be grateful for that. Because you should understand where it's something to move you forward. Why procrastinate and act like these things ain't tools people using all over the world? Why we got to be behind? We need to be masters. We always quick sharp when we see a niche that, you know, can put us in a better position or a quick come up. This the next quick education come up where you can learn to help push yourself forward if you're trying. And then the beautiful thing is when you actually know people or organizations or things to contact to help you move forward if you get stagnant. This is that alone time that real put that work in type of growth. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no applause, nobody to even say big up, just do it. You know what I'm saying? No excuses, because it's the middle of the lives for especially me. So I'm like, it's either now or never. So I always had goals to be that successful person is gonna happen, but the mindset got to change. So to coming from those areas, you definitely need to have better exposure. You know what I'm saying? So coming outside and communicating and networking in a proper manner, not looking for a hookup or do somebody know any connects. I mean, all that stupid stuff sometimes people coming out for, because it ain't healthy today. You can't trust a soul. So you got to be solid today dealing with some people, because they ain't going to let you give them room to come in with all that nonsense. So the best way, I feel like we all need to really have a good spirit of how we thinking we need people to help us in our life. So to be a blessing, to get a blessing, you got to be a blessing, man. And that's the spirit of love is free. It has no hatred, no ops, none of that. It just live just how it's supposed to be, you know. And anything that don't understand that, that's why I don't stick around too long, because it ain't solid like that yet.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, like I was saying,
right,
hopefully parenting will get a little bit different as we watch it go on.
Right.
And hopefully these parents will have an outlet of going somewhere and figuring out some type of resource to help them in their parenting. You know, I remember back in the day when, you know what, as much as you talk about the Jehovah Witness, or people talk about the Jehovah Witnesses, they were faithful in one thing, in the engagement. They were faithful and consistent about coming up to your door in your area, in your neighborhood, knocking on the door and giving you some kind of information. If we could become like those stewards of their time in our own community and give out the information that they were giving out to win you over for the Lord. Now we need to be talking about winning parents over for their kid. If we could get out and be diligent about giving them information, meeting with them, talking to them about this, because you know what? At the end of the day, I think this. I think no parent want to be a bad parent. I don't ever see that as being, you know what, I wanted to be the worst parent I could possibly be. Now let me cook. I don't think no parent, when you have a baby, your intention is to be to destroy this person. It's to be to set them up for failure. I never will believe that. I believe that each parent has a desire and an idea for themselves, because when you're pregnant with this baby, when you're having this baby, you think about all the things that this child could or could not be. You think about the future of this child.
Right.
Not one time did you sit over there and tell your mama, your auntie, your best friend, I want to raise little Billy to be a killer.
Wait a minute.
I do not believe that most parents
want
to raise their kids to be little terrors. I don't believe that. I don't believe that's a goal or a mentality for most parents to sit up here and want to have a destructive mien as a child. I don't think that that was their thought process when they were giving birth to no kid. Let me tell you, that's not everybody.
I ain't said it was everybody. The spirit was saying that I feel like that, but you already
I'm explaining
why some of these kids is here.
I'm explaining, though. What I'm saying is I don't think that as a mother, as a father, you going to sit up there and think and want to plan that your kid, that you got the seed of
evilness in you.
Right, of Chucky. Right. Just growing and harboring, and you want to feed Chucky. You know what I'm saying? Whatever seed you're trying to get. I don't believe that that's most parents. I think most parents genuinely got an idea. Like, I really want to raise somebody that's good. I really want to raise, like, the next this, the next that, the next this. You know what I'm saying?
It still could have happened.
I think.
It still could have happened.
This is my
the main
point
focus was on the dude.
This is my point. I'm not even talking about a dude. I'm talking about when you're pregnant and when you're parenting, what is your main concept for a child? You don't really think everybody is not that one categorization of a person. It's many people out here.
Right.
So I'm just trying to keep us out of just one category of a person. I'm trying to see the broad spectrum of it.
Right.
It's a lot of people and many people in many states all over the world.
Right.
And I don't think that this one particular thing, but anyway, let's circle back around. Like I just said, I don't think every parent is sitting up here wanting to raise a little tiny torturer. I think most times they want to see their kid be better than them, succeed and better and be better than them. You know what I'm saying? In the people that I have been around, in the people in the cities and the states that I have lived in, most parents, they want their kids to exceed and far exceed anything they've ever done for themselves. So I can't imagine a child growing up and doing things out here in the street, and the parent is just like, you know what, that's my baby. You know what I'm saying? I raised them to shoot up the school and this, that, and the third. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Now, not saying that some parents aren't raising their kids to be that way, but I don't think that's the majority of the world. I don't think otherwise. We living in a world where everything that we see, everything that we do, we living in a much bigger world than our four walls or these four corners of this city that we in. You know what I'm saying? So I have to think about what's outside of here. this ain't the only place. This is a stomping ground. This is not my forever home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've lived in Tennessee and I've lived in Texas, and the variation of how parents did things was way different than I even seen up here. So, you know, the variation of people that you meet in different aspects as well is just different. So I'm not saying that every parent is out here doing it perfectly, but I don't think most parents sit up here and want to raise a child that will be known as a killer. I don't think so. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think every parent is out here on that level of where they're doing that. Okay? There might be some sect of parent, S-E-C-T, a sect of parents that might be doing that, a little groupings, but I don't think that's for the world and for the masses. You know what I'm saying? So I have to get on that. I have to look at it. I have to look at the dynamics of how parents are doing. But for the most part, you know, you really want these people to be better than you could ever been. You really want them to be people that could take care of you in your old age. You really want them to be that kind of people. You know, be actually good people. And like I said, this is just one of those things and one of those areas where, you know, we can't constantly keep blaming the parents if we're not offering any alternatives or anything for the parents to actually utilize and use on their way to become better people and to make their kids better people as well. What do you do when there is no resources that you can really gather? And what do you do when every resource that you try to go to attend or be involved in has a price tag associated with it if you're not there to be able to pay? You know, all the sporting and the basketball and all these different events where kids could get involved. You know, most of the time they have a fee that you have to pay in order to be involved. But we've got so many resources. We've got so many funding options ready and available for these kids. Why not utilize the funds that we have? I don't know.
Well,
you know, I can say a lot of different things on a lot of different angles of it. And it's really, but anyway, yeah, so right now it's 3:42. Time is winding.
Yes, indeed.
Time is winding.
I wonder any other storms supposed to be coming, or we should be in the clear for a few days or so.
I hope not. I mean, I don't know. I didn't look at the weather. I thought this was one of my clients that was coming in and out of the building. But anyway, no, I didn't look at the weather. But what I'm knowing is that we just beginning.
Just be prepared, you know, because
we just beginning.
You know,
we're talking about
truly crazy.
It truly is. And so let's go into talking about the president going over there across seas and signing whatever and ending the war. I just
none of that garbage.
We don't.
I don't believe we're not there to see it. I don't believe nothing these people are saying.
No, we're not. You
know, we just in the midst of this stuff here, just allowing fear mongering and constantly checking on this. All this is a big old show.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you get tired of just keep wondering if this is good. If whatever they going to do, do it. You know, because ain't much you can, you know.
It's not anything that you can refute. You can't.
You know what I'm saying? That's them starting that mess, and that's them. They going to get what they do. You know, if you running, like I say, one thing for sure, you're going to get yours too. You know, just leave people alone and live your life, man. It's all this trying to control and run people's lives and make you control their finances and all this. Just leave people alone, man.
No.
Especially if you don't mean them no good. Especially the ones you say you don't like and don't got no caring for them. Let's separate and let them get their life together.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And then just see if they're really some worthless people. Because I promise, I know for sure they're going to excel.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you leave alone and let them prosper and really get their stuff together, they're going to excel. Without no blackballing, if their professionalism is there, don't block them because, you know, they're applying or have the same skill set or maybe smarter than some of the ones who got the position. But to keep hindering the people from growth, that's got to stop. But mm-hmm. that's on us, though. We got to strengthen ourselves up in the areas we going to go and making sure we know what we know. Because, like I said, ain't no excuses, you know, because right. it's not a handout. Y'all see it. Even the friends mm-hmm. don't get no more. So we know it's truly got to get put some work in the ground, you know, because ain't no way it's coming just sitting around and thinking somebody going to get that call, man. Just make some study some stuff. If you got questions about the things you're looking at to make sure you're in the right direction, reach out. Them important questions to ask people, stuff you really need answers to. Because the rest of that stuff, man, you wasting your time. And we ain't trying to move forward and build. You wasting your time. Because we can all work a job for somebody and just, you know, get the check, but you're going to give it right up soon you make it.
Well.
Soon you make this stuff from a job, it's a bill right there to take it straight out your hand. You know?
Yeah. That's.
And that's a crazy mechanism and system, you know, that we working for. And we go every day. I'm like, ain't nobody getting ahead, bro. Been working 40 years. I'm like, man, what happened, man? I'm in debt. How? 40 years? Oh, my God. We gotta tighten up. And we got to have our business game on another level. You know, forget that street stuff, because that's the game. That way you can get locked up, set up. You learn to hate your peoples, and you get put in trick positions to possibly break your own integrity. And leave that stuff alone. That ain't even a lane no more, because that's a losing system. Right. We done lost, especially down in the D, we done lost so many of the homies that's just, you know, in prison. Man, I don't want to see no more brothers and sisters in jail chasing an illusion. All the phones is tapped. If you not thinking that, man, you're a fool. Do not think that they don't listen to every... It's no law for you. If you got this skin, you possibly been listened to. Because it's no coincidence that you possibly getting pulled over, all these things, because these gadgets is scanning your cars, everything. There's no way that you can get away. You know what I'm saying? They had these drone systems, so much stuff. So be prepared and watch and pay attention. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no excuses, man. Don't settle for less. You know, we ain't got nothing. We lost mothers having their sanity, fathers being addicted. We don't need that no more. That's what's a problem, because everybody's still clouded and on a cloud nine high. We ain't came down and cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? We need to have a way better system of cleanliness, so maybe we can have the Most High coming to us and teach us some stuff, because if we always at a peak where I ain't never sober, when could you ever hear the source say something to you? Whoever talking to you, that's the one telling you to do all that evil and other stuff. So figuring out how to tap in the righteous way, it's got to be the only way, because a lot of us ain't never really tried at that full throttle with faith. You know what I'm saying? So we got to have some push differently, because we had all the faith in that other stuff. Look, we don't even come outside and communicate no more, y'all. It's bad. Or you vest on or whatever, because you don't trust nobody. That's not a good way to live in a community. You know, we losing too much. So whatever the method is to make this summer the start of that, hopefully that we got some control and engagement as men, as mature adult women, things like that, so we're not out here showing these children at home, practice at home too, better language. Tell your kids you love them. Give them a hug. You know, let them know he's going to have a good day. It's small things that matter. You know, let's practice some things a little bit better, you know, and forgiveness. Forgiveness. You know, root somebody on sometime. You know, I wanted to give a congratulations to my man Rodney Walker over there in Decatur, you know, made the coach, St. Teresa. Huge, man. You know, big up. This will real do. You know, recognize it when it do. Keep moving forward, brother, pushing positive, man, and showing your foot's work like you've been doing, man. You know, salute to you. But
time is ticking.
Absolutely.
It's 3:49, 3:50.
Right.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm hungry. But anyway, so we're wrapping everything up. Okay, so last week, what happened? We went from last week. We haven't seen Miss Marilyn Dean Cleveland in the studio in a couple of weeks. I'm like, what's going on, Miss Marilyn? Right. Miss Marilyn got
Posey, what's up, Posey? What's up, sis?
So bro, true.
Buck J. Peace. Salutes, preacher, bro.
But we haven't been doing anything else with Miss Marilyn Dean. She usually will come on and spotlight for us, but she has not been in the studio for the last couple of times we've been in here. Mm. We'll get back to spotlighting with her and talking to her about what she's got going on as well. So, most recently, she just got this new grand opportunity where she's going to be doing something in the artist world, and she's going to be needing some students and some engagement for that as well. So, you know, that might be a possibility. It's only going to be like, I think, a one done type of event. Me and Miriam were just talking about some things as well, because like I was explaining to her, just being on the side of this color, being our color, I feel like we're missing a lot of different things at this point in time. And for me, because I sit on this board, there's a lot of things that I want to address. And I don't know if we're going to do it on a monthly basis, bi-weekly basis, where we talk about things that are plaguing the community of color.
Right.
Because of what is going on in society right now.
Right.
And the changes that are occurring within society right now, I think that has to be something that we either host an event every month to discuss this with our community. And I think that needs to be something that we probably will be addressing pretty soon. We've got a board meeting coming up next week, so that might be something that we need to address, as far as like just keeping people aware of what's going on and how things are trickling down and how it will affect your household based on the fact of this being targeted towards people of color. Right. So just trying to think about some things that we need to do. How do we stay proactive and how do we keep ourselves alert and keep ourselves ready for the next wave, whatever that is going to be, business, finances, like you were talking about.
Absolutely.
If that has to be the next.
I just feel like I know something's going to come to where maybe they might just start laying off so many, you know, and then a lot of people are going to go through. You know, it's going to be happening when people thinking their job is secure and all of a sudden you getting fired. So now it's going to cause, you know, a little chaos because people going to be targeted. Like, wait a minute, how I'm finna survive? Now, when you get a whole lot of people, millions of people saying that, now they knowing that that bring you outside.
And that's
they
the
know
point.
That bring you outside.
Right.
You know.
But the way that this transformation is happening and the amount of people that are of color, that are lewd, that have lost their job since somebody got into office, the different categorically why, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, that whole area has been wiped from a lot of institutions.
Right.
And so therefore, most of the women that had those seats, just like they were talking about the minority loss of women, educated black women who have began to be unemployed from last year to this year.
Right.
The numbers are astronomical, but these are the same exact numbers that we were talking about as far as black women going back and being the most educated group. So you fire the most educated group of people there are, which is African-American women, and get rid of the jobs that these women that you told them to go back to college for and get. The methodical, it's methodical.
It's a big distraction to it's throw methodical. You off from your purpose, because anytime your whole existence of creation got to go through their system, you really lose. Because they finna tell a lot of your profits by you even engaging, because they got all agencies hooked up to where you owe something, or they'll make it like you owe them something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you didn't give me anything to start or any support or loans or nothing, but when blacks figure out how to own or start something full throttle, here it comes, and it's strategic. And I'm like, listen, I know who y'all are. Yeah. Y'all seeing this growth, and this is how a lot of those wealthy black cities and things got destroyed behind watching it, letting it form and build, and then here they come to destroy it.
Right.
And we can't allow that, because we started over so many times with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when is enough?
We still
enough.
Are.
You know,
still
so are. If they are firing our most highly educated scholars of the culture, it only makes sense for me that they all stay in tune and make something happen. Because if they got the brains, that should bring the money.
It should.
You know what I'm saying? If you really got the knowledge you say you have, it should bring the money. If it's a massive group of people who know a lot and really some real powerful stuff, accounting, you know what I'm saying, grant writing, you know what I'm saying, knowing how to do legal work, you know, knowing how to do lawsuits, knowing about UCC, knowing about trust, whole life insurances, all these different things that we need to be masters in and knowing how to implement these things ourselves behind allowing somebody else to get money off us because we can learn and go take the same licenses and certifications and set up these same things ourselves.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Because these are the basic necessities almost that would allow you to be a functioning business and stable for yourself when you put it together. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have administration. We have figure out the skill sets of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to be just the brains at the computer all the way, but we got something that we can teach you how to use the computer because you learn as you constantly continue to do it as a group, especially if you want to do better and do something like that.
Yeah.
But who really want to build? Who want to build like that? But who really want to build like that?
I mean, I don't know who you're asking.
I'm saying it's the whole world.
If it's a petition for people to answer and reply, we are live. We also go online. I'll tag this video on WRFU's website as well. You can comment, reply, and make remarks to us on there as well. But this is also a thing that we need to talk about. You just talked about it. So I can see one reasoning why people aren't working together or staying connected together because they haven't been together.
This is the whole thing that I'm saying.
Right. If the whole purpose is that they would have some realization of connectivity
they
is what they need.
You gotta wanna rebuild, you gotta wanna repair.
You got to want to rebuild and you got to want to repair. Because if you ain't starting out with those things first,
right,
you're not going to get to let's make some money together.
Right.
If we can't even talk together, we can't. It's a lot of things we can do together. But if you can't talk and have a conversation with the people that you need to help you,
right,
this is the part of the separation that we keep explaining and talking about in the context of this radio show.
Well, it seems like you got to have intelligence to listen today. You know what I'm saying? It really has to, you know, what does it take for people to listen and to really think about what makes sense? Like logic, like man, it don't make sense.
But you need to also ask people, what do they want?
Right.
Because that's a big issue. We take on people's, you know, somebody had did like a conference or something talking about financial wealth, leaving it the legacy for your family.
Right.
The speaker at this particular conference or whatever, wherever I was at, but he said something I will never forget. You might want the legacy, right? But do your kids. So while you working and breaking your back trying to create a legacy for your children, whole time, that's not what they want. They don't want that from you. They don't want
to
do that.
Have the right
but this
choose.
Is my point. It's not the point of they have a point to choose. It's the point of me understanding just because I want it, everybody don't want it.
Right. That's just
you know
adults
what I mean?
That say that we're going to leave stuff to children and stuff like that.
Right, but
a lot
it's,
of them kids don't even be expecting that.
Right, but that's not the focus of that. The focus of it was
them following your dream of what you built as your business and
anybody,
and let them keep it up.
Yeah, anybody focusing on that.
But you got
you know
what
I'm saying?
Your
so
kids have been studying. I can see if they studying something, following your shoes, taking courses of what you took to have the knowledge you're doing. But if you seeing your kid just go
right,
straight
but,
outside or over here, there's no way that they're preparing for to
right,
run anything.
Right, but and that's the point, is that we don't know what everybody else is thinking, which is take me back to the point that I was trying to make, is that just because I want it doesn't mean that they want it. And just like we're talking about We need to figure out what do people want first before they decide, you know what, I want to be involved in this, I want to be involved in that. We need to figure out, the questionnaire needs to be primarily focused on them. Does this fit with what you want to do?
Mm. Well,
it's, you know what I'm
359.
Saying?
359.
Oh, my goodness. You know, okay, well, go ahead.
I say I wish everybody a peaceful evening. You know, I hope some things registered, you know, to sit back and think and possibly talk to maybe some groups of friends that surround you. Like I say, I just wish everybody, you know, the best day forever, you know, and keep living, man, and just keep